Budget, if you need a copy, raise your hand, Aiden will bring you one. And you can be looking at that. We're going to start our meeting in just a few moments. We even brought horses to church today. I noticed there were four horses out there. I hope it's not the four horsemen. Well, maybe. I hope it is. One of them was pale. Look at that. Another one. Another one. Does two choices feel like no choice? Learn about libertarian Chase Oliver. No, thank you. Just curious, how many have already voted? I went over there Wednesday. I went over there Wednesday. And no line, just walk up to the machine, put your card in, and go. Holy smokes. All right, we're going to call this meeting to order now. It's 12:37 on November 3rd. This will be our normal meeting for approval of the budget. I will begin by reading the minutes from our last meeting, which happened on August 18th. There were 19 members present. The Smith Valley Baptist Church second annual business meeting was called to order by Pastor Travis Walker at 12:30 on 8/18/2024. Pastor Travis read the minutes from the December 3rd, 23 business meeting. Gary Thompson made a motion to approve the minutes. Ryan Powell seconded the motion. Motion approved. Approval of the Smith Valley budget. The stewardship team will draft a new budget in October that will reflect accurate numbers from the previous fiscal year. The budget will then be presented to the church for approval. And then we elected officers. The current list of officers was President and Director Travis Walker, Secretary Diane Heron, Treasurer Pete Foscia. Summer Walker made a motion to reelect the current officers. Becky Walker seconded the motion. Motion passed. And there was a note about the church constitution. A draft revision of the constitution bylaws has been submitted to the elders. However, we're still operating under the old constitution bylaws dated September 2011. The question of church membership is still being discussed by the elders. The church is operating on a lot zoned for residential, not commercial use. We're operating under a special use permit, which has to be approved by the county commissioners. The church needs the requirements of membership listed in the bylaws for the filing of the annual list of officers for the state business license, and that was taken care of. And then Gary Thompson made a motion to adjourn the meeting. Meeting was adjourned at 12:45, and the minutes are respectfully submitted by Diane Heron, our church secretary. Any questions, additions, corrections, amendments? I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes as read. Lawrence makes a motion. Second, Walt. Any questions or discussion? All those in favor say aye, and all opposed, nay. And those minutes are approved. We do need to go through the budget to review the budget that is being proposed by our stewardship team. It's been looked at by the elders. Elders have had an opportunity to go through it, and this is what is being respectfully submitted to you to be approved. At this time, are you prepared to speak to this? Our elder Lawrence Thompson is going to come and just do an overview.
Wife wife tells me.
Thank you. First and foremost, I'd like to take this opportunity here to give thanks to the Lord. I'd like to give thanks to the Lord for the generosity of the people who come and attend to this church, the members, the visitors, even though some people aren't officially members, they are part of this family. This church has been exceedingly gracious and giving in their giving. So much so that you have surprised and astonished our bookkeeper who takes care of our finances for us. No surprise to God, though. I'm going through several things that I have here right now. Going through my old minutes, and I was looking here. I brought my packet with me, but I didn't look at this clearly. Church has been giving and faithfully for years, and typically you have been giving $200,000 plus a year that has been coming in. We have in the past budgeted up to that $200,000 a year. But there's been several line items on our budget that we have not even drawn out of. So there's several things on this new budget that you'll see that the budget has went from $200,000 a year down to $186,000. And that is not due to the fact that we have not met, and I don't know whatever word to use. We have not met the revenues. They've all been met. The givings, the gifts have been sustaining there for multiple years. But on the same time, in multiple years, this stewardship committee has, and the church with the ministries has been frugal in their expenditures. And although we have budgeted multiple times for $200,000, I'm using that as a baseline. Typically, we have been spending in the neighborhood of 180 to 185, 86. So, in those things that we had seen in there that we haven't been expending out of, we just brought those things back down and took those off the line item budgets. That's why when you look at your budget and you see the total expense that is budgeted for the 24-25 year, you'll see that it's only $186,000. We're anticipating that the gifts that be given again will be in that $200,000 range. So you'll see that we have up there at that top level the expenses or the income of $206,000. The last several years, we have made large purchases and expenditures on the church building here. Some of those we went over, I believe, the last meeting were replacements of the AC units, the building of the water distribution center, where we are now compliant with the state of Nevada because this property is considered a public water source. So we have to meet certain criteria to keep that licensing for the usage of our water. And we have to meet the records of that, which says we have to do specific testing for it. We did, as a committee, we did a couple different things that we changed on the budgets. And we consolidated. if you were to look at last year's budget, you would see that we had 6, 7, 8 designated liabilities. Some of those liabilities were designated liabilities were specific, where somebody had said we wanted this money to be used in this towards this specific thing. Most of those designated liabilities were self-imposed by the elders and by the stewardship committee. So one thing that we did here this year is we consolidated in those. And in our trip to Uganda, we used some of those liabilities to pay for that expenditure that we made. So with the remaining of that, we had consolidated. You would see last year's budget that if on those other liabilities, they were a line item that got put out there, but they were never used. So what we're doing this year here, we've changed this to other missions or other mission support. And then plus we still have Bill Issa Reconciliation Bible Church, Bill Issa's church in Uganda on here. So you will see that we're budgeting out 5% of the tithes and offerings to Bill Issa, to Reconciliation Baptist. And that truly is a missions that is going out at this time. What we had decided as a committee was in mission support, because we'd always budgeted it, but we had never really set it aside. It was being funded as a line item, but not really occurring, how do you say that word? Accruing actual funds. So this year here, we are opening up a specific account to build those funds up for future missions, possibly for sending another missions trip to Africa, or just so that we have funds building up that we will be able to afford that when something comes up. The budget stayed pretty much the same. There was several items on here that we increased or decreased. I'll just go through this briefly with you. In the insurance, we increased it from $9,000 to $9,300 just because inflation makes the insurance go up. In office supplies, I'm going to run through these fast so we can move through. If you have any questions at the end, you can ask me, and hopefully I'll have an answer for you. Office supplies was $1,500, and we decreased that to $1,000 because we had not used all of that up. When we go down to landscaping and fencing, we had increased that to $1,000 because there was request for additional maintenance and things to be done and repairs to be done underneath that. We had those specific requests to be made. Building and repairs maintenance, we increased that as well from $2,500 to $3,500. And pest control stayed the same. But those two items that you see that they increased by $1,750, you might say, well, why are those? Those are items in which we foresee that we're going to have to make those larger expenditures. Audio and video, we increased from $1,000 to $1,500 for that very same reason. It was requested that there was going to be further needs for a couple things. Speakers honorarium, we took it from $800 to $1,000. Youth ministry went from $1,000 to $1,500. We increased that $500 because there is a youth camp that we've been participating in, and we increased that so that we can help support on that. You'll see on the disaster relief fund, that was a self-imposed designated liabilities. We had eliminated that. You'll also see in the rural church partnership, it had a 2% of the tithes going in there. We had also eliminated that. what you see here on these, that 10% of mission support of the tithes, that's what I had said, that we are making that an account to, help me out here, accrue, accrue the funds for the future. And Bill Lisa, we had increased him last year. He was receiving 4% of our tithes, and this year we had increased it to 5%. So we are still designating 15% of the tithes towards some form of missions. And pastor did not get an increase. Pastors, I would say. Everything else on here, we left the same because they are just pretty much solid things here. We did decrease the electricity or increase the electricity for the school building. In the past, the school building over there was underneath the school, His Word Christian Academy, and it was separated from the Smith Valley Baptist. So His Word Christian Academy in the past had its very own account that was paying for the utilities over there. So this year again, where the church is now utilizing that building solely, so we increased the electricity to from 1,000 to 1,300. The internet services, we looked that we had budgeted 720, but it cost us 866. So we went ahead and bumped that up several hundred dollars to $1,100 to try just to cover that inflationary cost. The same thing, propane. We're anticipating that because of the new heating and air conditioning units we installed, that we will have some savings on that. So we did decrease that amount from $4,500 to $4,000. It makes no difference. If we go over those budgets on these utilities, they will be paid. There's money in the accounts to make those. The telephone was the same way. We increased the telephone. Our telephone services were $975 budgeted. We actually spent $1,100, so we boosted that to $1,200. And on that, I seem to be missing my one page here. No, this is the one I was looking for. Currently, this church has 212 thousand or $218,000 cash on hand, that we have liquidity if needed to do that. We have in the checking account, as of the end of September, $17,290. We have in a savings account $129,579. And the Baptist missions, we have $71,356. For a total of $218,225. That is the cash that we really have on hand, that if tomorrow we needed to draw that cash out and expend it. You'll see down below, less savings reserve. That is the stewardship committee has self-imposed this on us, on ourselves, that we want to try to always have that amount of money in the bank account for a reserve. No, well, the reserve? Yeah, I'm getting there. So you'll see the less savings reserve is $206,000. We had set that less savings reserve because that has typically been where our budget has been at. We have less designated liabilities of $6,800, less other liabilities of $18,524. Our adjusted cash is $13,100 in the negative. And when I say that, when you see this kind of reporting on our monthly budgets, on our monthly reports, the finance reports that we would put back out on the back table. So when you see those kind of things, don't panic and say, where's the 218,000 and why are we in the red 13,000? Because we truly are not in the red. That is self-imposed bookkeeping that we put upon ourselves. So what we wound up doing in all of this is the true amount, and when you pick up a monthly statement back there, the true amount that you'll see is what we have, is $218,000 in the bank right now currently. And the rest of this, on when you look at those monthly reports, is just self-imposed by the stewardship so that we know where we're at. Typically, our tithes and offerings, Gary, help me out here, come somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 to 12, 14,000 a month in those right there. So as we budgeted these items and the revenues come in, we expend that out. So you can see if on last year's that we budgeted 206 and we only spent 175. So you can see that where the revenues came in, that we are always constantly accruing more funds coming in. So that because of the generosity of this church and the people here, we have been for the last 12, 14, 15 years plus able to give you a good report and thank you, be thankful for all of you for allowing us to be such good stewards, handling and being able to those funds to minister to other people and to this body of Christ. And that's all I have to say. Couple reasons on that. Primarily, we are, because of the expenditures that we have made in the last 2 years, 2.5 years, we have depleted down over $150,000 that this church has had in their savings. And we have decided as elders, and part of the stewardship is to pull in the reins this year and not try to expend out any more. And as the percentage, it was talked, the last time that Pastor had a raise, it turned out to be accumulatedly a 22% raise in his revenue and his income. Now, you have to look at the way that we compensate our pastor is... he gets a salary. You'll see a salary. You'll see a housing expenditure. You'll also see things like a little bit going into a retirement fund for him. You'll see a health savings for him. And these are set up with his input as to what he wanted and how he wanted to be compensated. The reason that we break salary and housing up is as self-employed, he has chose to have his career as a self-employed person. That means that his housing, if it's given to a housing allowance to him, is non-taxable. He doesn't have to claim that as taxable income. And that is per his request to do that. So this year here, nobody is getting a raise. 2 years ago? No, it wasn't that far back. Yeah. No, and we don't give that. Pastor's total compensation is sitting somewhere in the neighborhood of $80,000 a year. No. No. Is it? So, in.
Let me answer that to you, Lawrence. A lot of the way that phrases are automatically built in. First pays for the gas, you're paying for the inflation. It's already built in.
Well, I'm stingy. How's that for an answer? I decided that they wanted a foreman in the stewardship. So I was designated to be the foreman and the liaison between the stewardship and the elders. And I'm stingy. That's what I can say. We are. For years I've been saying, you know what, we have this mission fund over here, and it's just been every year a line on the budget, and there truly has not been any money going into it. We just budgeted for that. And I've been saying, you know what, I'm simple. When I was 14 and I started learning how to do budgeting, I had 8 envelopes. And one said groceries, one said gas, one said utilities, one said rent. And every week when you got paid cash, you put that amount in that envelope, and you never touched that envelope. And you put 25 cents in the entertainment. And that was a simple way to do this. Yeah, well, you're the same vintage. So I've been advocating for years. Open up another savings account. Mark that savings account, mark it, missions, funding for missions, future missions, and put it in there. Because you'll see that we've never had built that up, accruing an amount there. So the 10% that you see going to missions or mission support is now being placed into a different savings account. And that 10% will still be part of the cash on hand. It's not getting expended. And that is why we removed it off the line items on the budget. There's mud. Okay. Hope that's good.
It's got to be right. It's just got to be of the right vintage. That's all. All right. So we'll entertain a motion for the approval of the budget. Is there a motion? Gary, and comes from a committee, so it does not need a second. Is there a question or discussion? More questions or discussion? Yes. You have a question? Oh, okay. All right. Question or discussion? Yes.
We're not. There's a reason why you asked that question. That's of that vintage. You and Summer are the leaders of the ladies' ministry. Summer has done this in the past with us, that she said, I need more money for vacation Bible school. I need more money for Kids for Christ. I'm going to go over. She's come and asked. The stewardship committee has approved those expenditures. And I'm sorry, I don't think that we did ask you specifically. I thought we asked some of the other ministries in what you thought the increases would be. When you came to, I wasn't at the elders meeting when you were come to report on that. But yes, if you are wanting to entertain someone or bring someone in for the ladies, whatever it is, and you think that you're going to need more money, come to the stewardship and request that. We'll discuss it with you, and we either approve it or deny it, or you just blow your budget, and next year we'll shame you. We won't do that. Is that that lady from Oklahoma? Okay. As in 25? Okay, so yeah. So I would say for that, yes, you come to the stewardship can tell where we're at and where the funds are at. But before that happens, I know that you brought that ladies' Bible study before the elders. You'd have to run it by the elder board if they would want that lady at that time. I don't know. I'm just saying probably the first thing we do is decide what is available, then ask the elders if they approve it, and the elders approve it, then the stewardship will find money someplace to do that, or in the future. Okay. So as this meeting for approving the budget, please see us after this meeting, and yes, we'll discuss that. We'll gladly work with you for that. Thank you.
Other questions? Okay, all in favor of approving the budget that's being presented to you today, say aye. And all opposed, say nay. And that budget will be approved and be operating on that for fiscal year of 24-25. Under old business, the Constitution, not much update there as far as what we came up with a couple months ago. New business, I do want to enlighten you. We as elders are praying. We're looking at the idea of trying to install deacons within the church body. The deacons would oversee some of these help ministries, some of these things that can get kind of drawn out because you got to jump through this hoop or that hoop. You'd have one deacon that you go to. That deacon would be the liaison to the elder board, to the stewardship team, and all that kind of stuff to make sure that those help ministries of the church would be able to function in a way that be more efficient and timely and get things done quicker and give opportunity to men in the body to grow into the leadership role of an elder too. So you can be praying about that. We have some folks that we believe God's laying on our hearts, and so we'll continue to pray for that and push forward. If you remember, it took us a long time to go from pastor-led to elder-led. It may take us a long time to get deacons too, but we'll just see where the Lord leads us in that regard. Is there any other new business that needs to be addressed at this time? Speaking of the time change, I meant to announce this morning during our service, but you guys can help spread the word. If there are people who want to come on Wednesday night, they're unable to, and they live in Smith Valley, please let one of the elders know so we can procure a ride for them because it is getting darker in the evenings, and a lot of people don't come on Wednesday night for that fact during this time because it gets dark. David has installed timers on our light switches, and so there should be plenty of light on the property so that nobody's falling. But I know people don't like to drive at night, so if you hear of that being a need, please let the elders know so we can address those needs. Okay. Good for you, Walt. I bet she was very happy. All right. If there's no other business to be conducted at this time, I'll accept a motion to adjourn. Okay. All in favor say aye. All opposed, nay. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we're grateful for the blessings that you bestow upon your body. And Lord, never let us be comfortable with what is in the bank. Let us be comfortable with who's on the throne. And let us place our hope and our trust in that. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will trust in the name of the Lord our God. Help us, Father, to be diligent, not to just say those words, but to live those words. And give us opportunity this week to give you thanks for all things. In Jesus' name.